Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. He's Jason Inman, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons who support us here on Patreon. And we just got done talking about Spirited Away. I don't know what it is about Miyazaki that turns us into complete lunatics. The food looked so good in that movie. I'm really hungry now.
You want to eat one of the pigs?
Sure, I'll eat a pig.
One of the dirty pigs?
No.
You want to eat one of the dirty pigs, don't
there
you?
There is a scene where they're feeding No Face and there's just a pig's head on a platter that someone is carrying.
He looks weird when he gets legs and he's fat.
Well, it's because he eats the frog first, right? So he starts taking on like frog traits and that's why he can speak.
And so he's like a xenomorph.
He speaks in the frog's voice, yeah. That's why he's got weird froggy legs.
I never put that together.
Yeah.
That's why he sounds like
Warrants. And that's
Warrants,
why after he vomits mouth, he doesn't speak anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Cool.
Thanks for joining us on Geek History Lesson Extra.
This will be the shortest one ever. We could do it. Get back. This could be it.
It would be really not nice, though.
Oh, to our patrons?
Yeah.
I think they can get it.
You think?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about the difference between Miyazaki original movies and his adaptations, because that seemed to be a theme and a conclusion that we really landed on.
Yeah, because as the internet will decide, I hated that movie, which is completely incorrect. I enjoyed it. It was just, I didn't think it was good as Kiki or Howl's Moving Castle.
Which is totally fair, and it's your opinion, and we want to be able to come to these things and speak critically.
Fun fact, we actually had dinner with a couple of friends of ours, the hosts of the Arkham Sessions on iTunes, Andrea and Brian. And
Andrea agrees with you.
Andrea agrees with Bree. Yes. She does not like Spirited Away either.
You're both wrong.
And Brian did like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're both grumpy robots who like acts of service.
Oh my God.
It's a joke only for Jason. I will agree with you that when Miyazaki is left to his own devices, he does...
Keep that access service line above the board, you weirdos. I'm typing up a report.
Thanks for opening up that door.
Just send it off.
I don't think we have the cords for that anymore.
That's a report. You don't need... That's I pulled up a keyboard that is Bluetooth enabled, but Ashley
thinks
it needs
cords. But don't you have to charge
it? Well, sure, but I can figure it out. What are we talking about here? We're 2 minutes in and we're lost. We're at sea.
I mean,
in the spirit world.
I will say this often happens on the extras. We're talking about the Miyazaki doing original concepts versus adaptations.
Yes, and we've previously talked about like him adapting other properties. Like I've made the pitch for Wizard of Oz or Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. I will say that I agree with your comment that when he is left to his own devices and he's not being tethered to any type of source material, that he does push the envelope. He does go further and he does go weirder. And I do understand how that could not be to someone's taste. Whereas I think Howl specifically feels, I want to use the adjective sharper, but I'm not sure if that makes sense. It definitely feels more focused.
Oh man, this every narrative thread there is so paid off.
And I think that's because it's in service of a prose book that was written 30 years before it was adapted. You know, and Howl's Moving Castle is a very luminary and celebrated book in its own right before it was ever adapted. I think the adaptation, I think the movie is now more famous, but it's still in print. It's really easy to find. It's not at the bookstore when we were in Canada. I think that's the difference with sort of the strength of the spine, especially now that we know that he kind of goes into production when he doesn't have a script. So it seems like pre-pro and production bleed together in Studio Ghibli a little more than in a traditional Western animation house. I would love, whenever next anniversary of this movie comes up, I'd love to talk about Ponyo, which is his take on The Little Mermaid. Because there'll be a more obvious comparison to make.
Because I don't know, and you have a laptop in front of you, how many original films has he done?
I think Spirited Away is the only one.
Is it?
Maybe Nausicaa.
This may not be an easy fact to find out, so I apologize.
And I will.
You might have to do a lot of typing. Here, I'll put. There you go, listeners. Our Foley work is amazing today.
You're crushing it.
We also don't have any kind of podcast board, so we can't insert sound effects into our podcast unless I edit them in later, which I'm not going to do. I don't know.
I don't know if I can find a list of these easily.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
I'd have to, I think, open up each of them separately.
Ashley, why do you think this is better than the other films? Like, I want to hear your argument for this. Now, again, I don't think, I'll be quite honest with you, I believe I've seen Princess Mononoke. And
what do you think happens in Princess Mononoke?
A girl kills a wolf.
She doesn't kill.
She walks around with a wolf a lot.
Yep.
And it's spirit stuff.
Yeah, so you've probably seen Princess.
I remember the girl wearing the wolf head a lot. And like walking around with a big white dog.
Yeah, it's a wolf, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little white skull spirits. The Kodama.
I don't remember those.
Have you seen Totoro?
No, I have not. I know I have not seen Totoro, actually.
Have you seen...
I think Princess Mononoke is the other one that I've seen, and that's it.
Okay. We'll watch Pocoroso someday. It'll be a real treat. That one's about piggies. I think it's better...
Yeah, why do you consider it to be the best, what I'm asking, yeah.
I like the way Spirited Away feels.
Okay.
And
I like the weirdness.
I have an emotional connection to it that I don't have to the other movies. Now, it was the first one that I saw.
Oh, like the first Doctor. It's your first Miyazaki love.
And
when
I
it regenerated
it,
into Howl's Moving Castle, you were like, no!
I saw it at... I like Howl's Moving Castle just fine. I saw it, I think, at the perfect age. I saw it... when I was a preteen.
Yes, when you were 10 and about to go work at a bathhouse.
I don't think I could have handled that movie when I was 10. I think it would have made me cry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it would have been too scary for me when I was 10.
Oh, such a delicate child Ashley was.
Yeah. I mean, have you met me?
Yes.
I understand all of your criticisms mm-hmm. of the movie, and I think that they're all valid, but Spirited Away gives me something that none of the other movies
do. Hey, that's totally fine.
And so for me, I'm like, well, then it must be the best. Mm-hmm. And what I really like and respect about it as an adult is what you kind of commented on the beginning. I like how sad it is mm-hmm. because growing up is sad. And mm-hmm. you like happens to Chihiro when she goes back to the human world. You lose the magic in your life.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
And I think that's what I find sweet and charming about the movie, and I really think Chihiro is a great character, and I love the way that she's portrayed in the English dub, because she's mildly insufferable in the beginning.
Like a real 10-year-old would be.
And most animated children, most children in media aren't.
Fun fact, all 10-year-olds, if you're possibly listening to this, hello, thank you for listening.
And hi, Tobias, what's
you're,
up?
You're probably...
He's about... How old are you? 10, 12? I don't
look,
know.
Look, I'm going to tell you an honest fact that you're not going to realize until quite later. We're all terrible when we're 10.
Be nice to your parents. You're lucky they haven't killed you yet.
That's right. Yes.
That is a real fact.
All parents
are saints.
All parents have a free pass to strangle their children, but they don't. And the fact that they don't makes them saints.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I think there's definitely the bias of like when it came into my life and it being the first one.
Yeah.
But I think because it's him at his most Miyazaki, like I like... The weird, I like the bit with the river spirit. I find that really charming and interesting. I like the radish spirit. And I also like, even though when she first comes to the spirit world, everyone is kind of mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you stink, you're human, you can't sit with me, I won't give you a bath token, blah, blah, blah. There are... The characters who wind up being the most important and the most good and the most pure all protect her. They all see the goodness in her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that happens to people in real life. I think you have a lot of bad people in your life, but you'll have special teachers or you'll have special relatives or you'll have like adults in your life or older people, mentors in your life who will go out of their way to protect you. Not even necessarily because it benefits them.
I will say, I wish we had this conversation in the main episode. This is really good. I can hear your passion for this.
Yeah,
I really dig it.
I think Kiki's Delivery Service plays it more on the surface, and I think Spirited Away deals more in metaphor, and I think that's why it's harder to parse, mm-hmm. and that's why for me it's more of a feeling, but like every time I watch it, I'm moved by it, and like every time moment with Haku, I'm like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
But I don't have like a good analytical reason for you. It's just very special to me. And I've never seen another movie that I thought came up to that same level from him.
Any movie.
No, from his canon.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think if we were making a list of the greatest movies of all time, I think it deserves to be on there. I think several of his movies deserve to be on there.
Okay.
And I think in a discussion of the greatest animated movies of all time, I think it also deserves to be considered.
I'd agree with you on that.
You know, and then it's like, I think Howl's also deserves to be on there.
Oh,
yes. I think Princess Mononoke deserves. I think those are like the triumvirate, in my opinion.
When's Mononoke's anniversary?
Do, 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 do. Click, 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 click. 1997. So 2 years ago.
We missed it. All right. 2027, kids.
What would be the 5-year anniversary of 2022?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could just do it next year and be like, it's the 33rd anniversary.
I don't want to see a single hashtag Princess Mononoke yes or Princess yes. You got to go hashtag John Wick yes. I will not even consider it until we do John Wick 1 now. Will not even consider
it. Have you ever seen Grave of the Fireflies?
No.
That's, it's not an original, but he worked on it. And it's about Japanese soldiers during World War II, I believe.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's really sad.
Sounds good.
We should watch this. I think it's Thomas Howell's in the English dub. Anyway.
I think that's it. I mean, you...
Oh, I want to ask you one last thing really quick. I would like you to talk about the differences that you think in Chihiro and Sophie as protagonists.
I mean... For me, it's huge differences. They're not even close.
But they're the two protagonists, so.
I mean, the biggest thing is that Sophie's older.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie's
almost an adult.
Sophie's basically an adult for the.
She has a job.
But for the function of that story, right?
Yes.
She's basically an adult.
She's the adult of their relationships, yes.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, so to me, she's immediately, I mean, the part of this is my age. She's immediately more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately.
Chihiro.
Dumb, annoying child, as I'm going to call her, is annoying right out the gate and is annoying for most of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, for most of the movie, I'm kind of on the spirit side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's funny that you're like, oh, they're kind of mean to her.
They are mean to her.
And to be honest with you, as a person who grew up on a farm and has been doing chores since I was 5 years old, I was like, yeah, she is lazy. She doesn't know how to sweep a room. Lazy. And that's just my perspective.
Yeah,
because,
yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but maybe that's why, like, I find I love the moment where she's yelling at her mom and she's like, don't get any fatter. And like every time she screamed, you were like, she's so annoying.
Oh, man. My parents would have slapped me if I said anything
like
that.
Well, if your parents were piggies, they would have known the difference.
I also took care of pigs when I was a kid, when I was
pigs
younger.
Are horrifying.
When I was younger to her. And let me tell you, that is not pleasant in any. It's like bathing a shit demon. Pigs are shit demons, everybody. Fun facts.
Did you like? I'm asking this, and I'm being a little flip because I know you're not. I know you're not just taking a shit on this movie.
Yeah.
Did you like any character in this movie?
I thought No Face was interesting. My biggest problem with No Face is that I don't know what No Face is supposed to represent. This is why we had that conversation in the lesson. I liked No Face a lot. I liked the girl that she worked with.
Lynn.
Lynn's
a tough broad.
I liked Lynn a lot. And I liked Kamaji. I like Kamaji. I wish Kamaji was in the movie more, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's introduced and he's such a fascinating character. And then we don't really see him until he gives her the tickets.
He lives in the boiler room.
I get it. But I thought that since we would meet him first, that we'd have more with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's my biggest problem with this movie is that we meet fascinating characters and then they go away.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see them for half an hour. And this movie's only 90 minutes long.
It's like 2 hours long. It's actually one of the longer ones.
Yeah.
There was one point where you said, how much time is left in this movie?
We watched
it quite late, I will say.
I will say this too, is like this movie, I feel you feel the length in this movie.
Which, I agree because
which
when
I don't feel you feel in Kiki or Mona or Howl's Moving Castle.
I'm familiar enough to know that like when she gets on the train, the movie is wrapping up.
Yes.
But I do remember at other times feeling like this is long.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is okay.
It's not a well-paced movie.
I like a long movie.
I don't mind long movies, but at movies where you feel the length are the things I don't.
Well, you like the last Mission Impossible movie, which is as long as. my entire life.
I would argue that every point that movie feels long, it comes up with another like insane action sequence.
That's just me poking
the
bear.
That takes off. You know, movies mean, lean, and clean. That's John Wick, number one, which I think is only like 95 minutes long.
Is Lance Reddick in that one?
Yes, he is.
And Alfie Allen's in that
and
one?
And Ian McShane and Alfie Allen and a Glock.
What kind? Is that a small gun or a big gun?
It's a handgun.
Okay.
And a dog.
I don't know from guns. A dead dog.
And a living dog.
A dead beagle.
He gets a living pit bull.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the
Spoilers.
Piece of fan art that's very viral where he's got the dog on his shoulders and just like the two guns.
Yep. And the dog has two guns.
Yeah. It's really funny.
Yes.
I also like the meme that says, your dog is expecting you to love them as much as John Wick loves his dog.
Yep. Yep.
Would
Hashtag John Wick. Yes.
I'm going to ask you this. And then when we inevitably do John Wick, I'll ask you again. Would you John Wick? Would you go full John Wick for intern Brego?
I mean, depends on the situation. Yeah.
If Alfie Allen killed our cat.
If Alfie Allen broke into my house.
And killed me.
You're dead. No, you're dead before Alfie Allen. The wife is dead. But it's the idea in John Wick is that the wife.
Oh, she got the dog for him,
when
right?
When she was sick.
That's right.
To keep him company so he wouldn't be alone.
I've seen the first 10 minutes of this movie.
So it's the idea is that, okay, you're dying. You give me Brago to keep me company. Then like 2 months down the road after you have passed, Alfie Allen breaks into my house and just shoots Brago in the head. I would never watch Game of Thrones again. Two. Sure. Yeah, I'd kill the fuck out of Alfie Allen. One, I think he deserves it. No, I don't know. I'm certain Alfie Allen is a lovely dude.
He's one of the best actors in Game of Thrones.
Yep. He's funny in all the skits, the funny side skits they make for Game of Thrones. He's
very funny. In the Red Nose Day ones.
Yeah. He's a great actor.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yes, I would kill Alfie Allen.
You just got put on a watch list.
No hesitation. Come
on. Now we'll never get Alfie Allen on the podcast.
Well, we'll make it the joke of the podcast that he has to mind his P's or Q's, or I will pull out my weapon from underneath the table. I'm not saying what kind of weapon it is. It could be a pitchfork, and I would use it on him.
Where would we keep a pitchfork?
Oh, I have places.
What does that mean?
Look, I've been doing chores since I was five. Unlike this.
When was the last time you used a pitchfork?
This annoying lady. Actually, not that long ago.
When?
I don't know. It's been within.
You've lived in LA for like a decade. When was the last time you used
it's
a pitchfork?
It's been within a decade. I don't know. For things.
When was the last time you looked after a piggy?
After a piggy?
Yeah.
Actually, not that. Before I met you, I had to go down and like do something with the pigs with my brother.
I've seen pigs at your family farm.
Yeah, like we had to go and check the water.
They're scary because they're big.
Mm-hmm.
They're so big.
We had to make sure that they had water, that their water hadn't frozen over, and go break the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bringing up ice counts as looking after a piggy?
Yeah, it's a chore because if you don't do that chore, that pig dies.
Piggy won't break up water?
No.
Aren't they supposed to be smart?
No, they're
Jason
quite,
refutes this.
They're quite dumb.
Jason hates pigs.
They're quite dumb. No, if it's cold enough, like you have to, like, because the water doesn't freeze all the way through, right? But their snouts, can't break the water.
Can't their hooves?
Not really. Not if it's that thick. In a small trough, it's like an ice cube.
Thank you.
Why
for...
am I explaining pig water physics for you? This is not entertaining for anybody.
Thank you for coming.
What
to
are we doing
corner.
Here?
Hashtag piggy ass if you want
I'm
going to
write a complaint.
Content.
Dear Jason and Ashley, I thought your latest Geek History Lesson Extra
sucked.
Was so bad.
Fuck you.
If I meet you in real life, Jason,
I'm going to throw a pig at you.
I will kill you like you're going to say you're going to kill Alfie Allen. Watch your back. Hashtag John Wick no. Fuck you, Jason. Sent.
I will say, this comes out after Kiss. Some people did say hashtag Kiss no to us.
I saw.
And I hope they were disappointed.
Look, I'm going to say recently we asked... we were talking about, I did an Instagram story a while back where I said, like, what do you like about Geek History Lesson Extra? Like, or what do you like about Geek History Lesson? Tell me, you know, like trying to, you know.
In the same way that we go to Patreon and we ask everyone listening to this, we ask your opinions on things because we're trying to curate content that you'll like.
I was very curious. And I will say that I got three different people that said, I hate when you guys joke. Just tell me information. And I was like.
Then go read a book.
Then literally go scan Wikipedia, my friends.
Yeah.
Because we have fun doing this information, and we hope that you guys like the fun stuff, too. And I'm not saying it's anybody in this crowd, but
it's definitely
it was definitely disheartening
because more,
to read that.
It's more people in real life love the singing, love Doctor Strange, love the impressions, then don't. So
I still put it out there. There someday, I don't know where, we will do a Geekish on the Live show and I will dress up as Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. We still haven't decided what we're doing for the holiday episode.
Yes, we have.
We didn't confirm it, though.
We have a recording date and we have a date set to write it.
But we don't know like what exactly. I'm not talking
about
what
the subject is. No, we haven't written it yet. Yeah.
And I have pitched to Ashley the Crisis of Infinite Stranges.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Where it's like you get to find out different strangers. So please let us know. If you listen all the way to the end of this, please let us know in the comments of this post if that sounds interesting to you, to meet the strangers of the multiverse.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have scheduled dates.
Nightcrawler meets Doctor Strange. Tex meets Clea.
That was the other thing that we had pitched. Yeah, was putting them with different
people.
So that it's not always Tex and Kurt and Clea.
Yeah, it's Tex and Doctor. It's Tex.
Oh, and we talked about this a lot. We talked about how Clea and Tex would interact with each other.
Yes, and how Nightcrawler and Doctor Strange would interact with each other.
Yeah.
Because in the alternate worlds, they would be mixed up.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if that sounds interesting to you, otherwise we'd have no idea what we're doing.
Well, we're recording this episode, I will say, very in advance.
2 months.
Of when it comes out.
Not 2 months.
Almost.
5 years. We recorded
57
this.
57 years.
We recorded this in 2014. And we've been holding it this long.
Did we even live in this apartment in 2014?
No, we didn't. It would have sounded completely different.
Oh, no. That was when we started this podcast. Yep. Was 2014.
Yep. So we were recording in a closet.
Air conditioning.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you guys for your support. Man, this one went off the rails.
If you liked it, let us know. If you didn't, nah.
You can let me know on an Instagram story, and I'll be sad. Send in an email.
Why do you think that's funny?
It's a lot of hacking right there. It's all a space bar. When you're hacking the NSA, it takes a lot of space bar.
That's what Felicity's taught me.
That's what I was making the joke for. Thank you so much for your support. We hope you enjoy this craziness. And we love all of you out there, except for that one guy. You know who you are. And I don't know. If any of you live in Perth, please let us know.
Perth.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate your support.
You're great.
We hope you enjoy it. And I really do want to do a John Wick retrospective. I think it'll be a really fun episode.
I also did say this on the main lesson. This is the third Geekcast lesson we've recorded today. And the last ones we do
always get wacky.
Always crazy.
Yep.
And I think we left Howls to the last of the day.
I still love that every time so far, it's you that somehow introduces this weird thing that it's not related.
I'm very talented.
And then like it just sparks this like, oh my God, yes.
You're welcome.
Yep. Morning.
That's why you keep me around.
All right, there you go. And we hope you guys feel like you're more part of the show by doing the hashtags. Which is the whole point.
I mean, you're literally deciding our content and you're deciding our subjects and you're shaping the future of the
podcast. Because we would have never done a John Wick otherwise.
We would have maybe never done the Miyazaki movies.
No, we probably
otherwise.
We never would have.
We certainly would have never done Kiss and Scooby. But we like you and we trust you and we value your input. So I hope that you're seeing that return.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I am Jason. This is a keyboard. Inman.
Bye.
Who are you?
I'm Shihiro.
Yes.
What's my name?
Dumb girl. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Bye.